If we could have been personally acquainted with Joseph and Mary and had lived in their hometown of Nazareth, there would have been no thought in our minds about God visiting us, Emmanuel. We would have just thought about this couple who had a little suspicious thing that happened, that Mary was pregnant so soon. The rumors probably increased when they left to go to Bethlehem for the census. She was great with child. People in those days could hide their pregnancy because of their clothing, and many stayed in isolation, and many women didn't get outside of the home very much. So if there was some suspicion maybe that she had been pregnant before their formal marriage, it might have been confirmed, and we might have been participators in that gossipy talk. I try to stay away from that as much as I can, but, you know, we're human, and sometimes we just talk. It's not good. But at any rate, who would know that this would be the suffering servant, this child would be the suffering servant prophesied by Isaiah. Surely Jesus grew up as a person without esteem. 53rd chapter of Isaiah. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would help me to understand the mission of Jesus. His mission was to come to be the Lamb of God. As we look into that manger, if we could look into the manger, we might see many things, but we should see the cross. For that was his mission in life, to suffer for us and to suffer with us as a human being. I pray, O Lord God, that you would help me to be ever mindful of that in this Christmas season. He came into the same kind of affliction that we come into, but he was born for the cross, to suffer for us and to carry our sins. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.